Battles at Thrush Green by Miss Reed. Read by Gwen Watford. Part 1, Alarms and Excursions. Chapter 1, Albert Piggott is Overworked. At 7:45 one fine September morning, Harold Shoesmith leant from his bedroom window and surveyed the shining face of Thrush Green. The rising sun threw grotesquely elongated shadows across the grass. The statue of Nathaniel Patton cast one a dozen times its own length, with the head and shoulders at right angles to the rest, where it was thrown against the white palings next door to the two pheasants. The shabby iron railings round the churchyard made cross-hatchings across the green, and the avenue of chestnut trees, directly in front of Harold's window, formed a shady tunnel with a striped floor of sunshine and shadow. The view filled Harold Shoesmith with deep contentment. This was the place for retirement. After years in Africa, moving from one post to another, each hotter and more humid than the last, he had come home to roost at Thrush Green, the birthplace of Nathaniel Patton, whose missionary work he had so much admired and whose memorial he had been instrumental in establishing. But no living creatures were apparent on this bright morning, with the exception of the Young's old spaniel, Flo, who was ambling about examining the trees in the avenue in a perfunctory fashion. Nevertheless, the sound of distant whistling alerted Harold. Someone in the wings was about to enter the empty stage, and very soon the stout figure of Willie Bond, one of Thrush Green's postmen, emerged from the lane which leads to Nod and Nidden, and propped his bicycle against the hedge. Tightening the belt of his dressing gown, Harold Shoesmith descended the stairs to greet his first caller.